now, you need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Time to stop ignoring that buzzing sound and call Styles Electrical Concepts. For over 20 years, Styles Electrical Concepts has been serving our community. Licensed and insured, whether your job is big or small, they'll do them all. That's Styles Electrical Concepts. Give them a call at 727-871-6801 and ask them about their senior and military discounts. Again, that's Styles Electrical Concepts at 727-871-6801. That's 727-871-6801.
Hey Tampa Bay, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing, providing you with professional exterior cleaning services for residential or commercial. We pressure wash exterior surfaces, driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidings of homes, sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, and gutter cleaning. Please give us a call or text today at 727-612-8123. That is 727-612-8123.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Nick. I'm with Infinite Protection Incorporated. We train and educate responsible gun owners because...
Wow. That's new. Okay.
Because your life matters to somebody.
It does. Matters.
It does.
Introduce yourself.
Eric with Minuteman Press Largo. We are a printing and marketing firm, and we help businesses grow, along with Mr. Brian.
There you go. And then... We work together well.
Absolutely, we do.
Right. Now, we've had, like with anybody, we've had our little disagreements.
It's business. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal. You know, he wouldn't pay me, so I had to, That's not true, by the way.
Oh, boy.
That was a joke.
It's already getting thick in here.
Yeah. Actually, he's helped me out a lot. He's done thousands of dollars worth of signs.
We have.
Literally thousands of dollars worth of business.
Yes, we have. Helped each other out big time. That's absolutely. And Brian's usually got a whole crew of people down here.
Now you introduce yourself.
I use them.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Bobby here on the boards every once in a while.
Nice to meet you,
that's
Bobby.
That's it, Bobby. How long we've known each other?
Oh, it's been several years, but more than five.
More than five. And then you graduated from college.
Yep.
He got his in radio, right? Radio broadcasting.
It was actually stage management for events and theater and concerts and stuff. But this was actually hands-on learning here.
Right.
That sounds like a cool gig, though.
There it is.
Yeah, right. That would be a traveling gig, too, wouldn't it?
Right, right.
That would be hard.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm sure you meet some popular singers.
You can also just plant yourself in an area like Tampa or Orlando and get a lot of work that way, too. And a lot of phone calls like Brian.
Wow. I'll have to get a card from him.
Yes, and then, I've seen that a few times on TV that it happened, but not too often. That's very unprofessional. Who's the most famous person you met besides me? Who would it be?
Meet in person?
Yeah. I would think in events things you would have probably met a lot of people.
Well,
nobody more famous than you, though.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Really met a lot of people.
Lola. There you go.
That's anybody? A good one.
Yeah. So Nick here has helped me out mentally. Like, there's times I talk to him. And I think I wouldn't be the only one, though. I would think you would have multiple people that look to you for guidance.
I think that would possibly be a true statement. I don't know. Right. I don't know if they look to me for guidance or just kind of like, hey.
Counseling and stuff.
Yeah, mentoring type of stuff, maybe. Right.
There you go, man.
And have you ever heard me say that to anybody? That all the times you've been coming to the show, that someone is a mentor or?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
I have.
Who?
Probably a number of people I have, because you look at people for their leadership skills and in business and stuff, you know?
Okay.
Even though he probably does it more differently than others, but, oh, yeah, you've complimented a lot of people. I got to give do's and do's.
Okay, maybe
good.
I do. Okay. Thank you. But I'm just saying, from my standpoint, Nick, I have a lot of respect for your wisdom.
Well, thank you. That's a positive trait of yours, though.
Yeah.
There you go. See,
to
it
let
is.
People know that you appreciate them.
No, but you
and
know
I appreciate you saying it.
Right. I even just asked them, how should I handle Save His Digest going bye-bye. He said, don't do that. Wow.
Take the high road.
Right.
Somebody's looking to you to be their mentor right now.
Yeah. That's keep crazy. Calling you. And I should have just turned it off.
Yeah. Take the high road. You always
so, want. Yeah, a lot of us are farmers, right? So you farm. When people talk to you, you plant seeds.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so what does it mean by planting seeds?
Like, plant seeds for positive, right? Make people better.
Yep.
Talk to them, you know, just like they're people.
Some grow and some don't.
And identify what they need are, what their needs are, and kind of guide them in the right direction as best you can. And it's up to them if they want to water that seed or let it go and do what they want.
Isn't there something biblical with the seed where you can either give your seed to fertile air? How does it go? There's three different things. Do anybody know the
you
quote?
You brought it up.
The seed quote in the
no,
Bible.
I don't. I say that. I get what he's saying though.
But one is you
it's
don't.
It's the same thing.
Like it's something with the wheat, seed. Like if you plant it in fertile ground, it'll multiply 50 times. Can you look that up for me?
That would be a good thing.
I'd like to know. There's three of them.
A wheat seed that grows 50 times. Okay.
You know, like the wheat you planted in good soil, seed, it'll multiply itself.
Your
50
seed
times.
Will not be just one seed, but you hope that seed multiplies. And grows others. So
you know,
the seed that you plant maybe with a Brian or somebody planted with me, I take that and when I meet people like Brian or somebody that wants to listen, I share that with them and he might tell 20 more people. So that's the metaphor there.
Can I add on to something on that? Because you're definitely on to something good there. And I was a regional service manager for many years. And people, you know, are A players, B players, and C players, correct?
Correct.
And you want to see your C players out. But you want to elevate, bring everyone up.
Right.
But
and that's
I've
my
had,
problem.
I've had A players come to me and like, oh, well, I want this money. I'm good. But they can't mentor. They can't coach. I'll take 10 B players over an A player that can't develop 10 B players and then turn in 10 A players.
And I get you. I get you on that.
Along the same lines is I take it because I have multiple retail businesses. So I look at my members as team players. And now everybody can be a quarterback. But everybody has to play a part, right?
Great.
Not everybody can be a pitcher. You need that outfielder. You need the catcher.
Right.
So there's people that play those roles, right? So when you're talking about A, B, and C, I think that there is a purpose, first of all, if you bring somebody on, if you are the person that brings people on, you see something in that individual that you can develop upon if they take it,
teachable,
learn coaching from it, and are teachable. And you see that quality. And if that happens, yep, then you have that player to fill that position in your corporation or your company. And when that happens, your team works better. And if everybody else sees it as a team environment, they all know they have their specific roles. Like the first baseman, exactly, is going to be the first baseman. The catcher is going to be the catcher. And that's their roles. You can't put a catcher in first base. I mean, that's, you can, but it's not going to work out.
Right.
So you try to play to their strengths and minimize their opportunities. And as you do that, you build a better team. And I think of life overall that way, people in my life. Some people possess those leadership qualities, the B players, but they can't do anything with it. So if they're not, yep, a good communicator to be able to develop people under them, their role is just to be a leader. But they have to establish themselves versus saying it or saying it, putting it on their nameplate. The people below them or parallel with them will understand that, wow, this is a leader, and they'll identify it. So lead by example type of stuff.
I got it. I've been in leadership for 10 years, so I get exactly what you're saying.
And I, you know, being in corporate America for so many years, and I
did a little bit of
law enforcement and stuff, so I learned what not to do. And I use that to my benefit to make me better as a leader to not do that and try to capitalize on what I think I know that I can do best from what people tell me. And I always solicit feedback. What do you like about this? What don't you like? And it helps me to grow. So and I tell them that, look, I ask you for this feedback. I want you to be honest. Yeah, you work for me, but I have to hear it because that just makes me better so I can be better supervisor to you. Otherwise, if you just quiet and you're that negative conversation. I never want to be a negative conversation at a dinner table.
It'll bring you down quick.
Right? How many times have you sat around a dinner table and talked to your significant other, your family members, about your supervisor or your boss doing bad things to you or treating people bad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that conversation, and that's what I think about every day, is I don't want to be that dinner conversation.
All three.
Unless it's I had a great day today working with Nick because he's such a good leader. I don't want to be the negative side of that dinner conversation. And that's something that's always in my head because I remember those conversations when I had bad leaders.
True.
So those types of things are something I kind of had ingrained in my head personally that I've put there that I focus on a regular basis.
People can be uplifting or they can really drag you down.
You
it
can
just
say
takes
you're a leader,
one bad seed.
But you got to prove it, right? Okay. I mean, I don't ever say I'm a leader, but
lead by example.
When Brian says something like that, it helps me understand that, okay, I might be able to lead people.
Let me ask you,
try to build.
Let me ask you
I respect your viewpoint.
Let me ask you guys a
I
question.
Really do.
And it's not a trick question, but and a lot of people don't know this. It's confusing. What's the difference between a leader and a manager?
It's commitment versus compliance, and leadership is something you're born with, I think, and it can't be taught. The qualities that possess by a leader. Okay. Now, I'm sure you have an answer to say that.
I don't got the best answer, but I just got my answer. What do you
think,
Brian?
That's kind of what I think.
The difference is.
The difference is management can keep everything organized, like for supplies and all that. So, say, if like a restaurant manager, he can have everything organized, but a leader gets people to do things that the company to follow policy and to show by example a leader.
That's pretty good. That's pretty spot on. That's what leadership is, basically getting in the trenches with the folks, showing them, teaching them, letting them do it. Managers, I put an analogy, I like Star Trek, they keep all their hands on the buttons, you know, make sure inventory's going, the processes are working. And leadership is grooming the people to make them better and move them up.
Right.
Yeah, great answer. That was spot on.
So do we be rigorously honest? And this is going to be bad, what I'm about to say.
Keep it positive.
I know, I want to keep it positive, but it's about me.
So that can be positive.
But I'm a good salesman. And like what you said there, you're supposed to ask people, what do you like about what you have now, right, have? Then want is, what do you want that you don't have, right? Hmm. And then what do you like least about what you have, right? If you can just get those three questions answered, then you know how to tailor your presentation to what people want and what they have and what they like, so you know what they want to feel.
Right.
Right? So I just said that, right? But I can't teach. So where I'm bad, I'm just going to say, I really believe this. I don't believe, I believe, and I'm just, hopefully this is not ego, and please, you know, it's going to pride or whatever, But I consider myself a good salesman, right? But I don't consider myself a good sales trainer or leader.
When you
but
try
I,
to do
I can't
those things,
to teach people.
When you try to do those
people
things,
strengths
do you do
like
something
that,
different?
I've had bad experiences.
With training people?
With training people.
Not
like,
even
they don't follow,
teacher.
Like, I try to tell them to follow policy, right? And I try to tell them, and then like, they just refuse to do it.
My wife's like that. Same
so, thing. You know what I mean?
Have you tried this approach where you take them with you and have them stand there and watch you do what you do best?
No.
As an example. That's leading by example, right?
Right.
So if you put them there with you, not to say a word, don't have that conversation till after you're with your client, potential client.
Right.
And sit down and assess that conversation with your trainee.
Right.
And I think that the trainee will see everything you've done. Now, the whole big piece to this thing is the person you're bring along that you are bringing along as a trainee capable of being taught what you do?
Yeah, that's it too.
It's
right.
The quality of the trainee as well. So you have to identify those qualities in the person you're bringing with you. Are they trainable? If they're not trainable because they don't possess the quality of
that's
personality
so true.
Or public speaking or something, if they're introverted, they're not going to want to go out and knock on doors and talk to people about sales. You should not select that person to try to train. Otherwise, you'll think you're the one failing. The only part you fail on is selection.
Right.
Make sure you select the right person to
position.
You
can
see. Some people don't see that, though. That,
but
that, yes,
what I see in some people.
That's the whole player thing, right?
I'll say his name. My friend Tony, right? Mm-hmm. We go into
Tony.
Hey, Tony. We go into a convenience store. He'll just talk to everybody.
Right?
But we're friendly, too, like in a nice way. Like, he'll talk to the convenience store lady where I'll be waiting in the car, and he'll be just talking, right? He has that natural, like, ability to be friendly.
He's the elevator guy.
Gift of gab. But
right,
then he'll say to me
my wife's got that.
That he can't cold canvas and he can't do sales, and he works in a manufacturing job where he gets paid by the hour, and he's doing this. And I'm trying to say,
you're a natural, right?
He's a natural. A natural.
Because
but he doesn't
do
see it. But he doesn't see
here's,
it.
Here's where he might lack is that the product he's trying to sell isn't natural for him. So he has to learn that product for it to become part of his elevator message. You know
to
what
get
I mean?
Out of his comfort zone.
Like he has to be living that. And I'm the perfect example. I am not a public speaker, was afraid to do speeches in school and everything. But I get in law enforcement and I interact with the community.
Right.
And now I go to the Capitol and talk to legislators when I have to and when I have the opportunity. And I'm here right now talking to you guys. This wasn't me.
Right.
But I'm talking about things I'm comfortable with that I've lived through life experience that I can clearly, boom. But if you ask me to read this book and do a presentation on it in the next 10 days, and it's something that I don't know about, like auto mechanic repairs or something.
You're gonna...
I'm not going to be comfortable doing that.
Right.
My new venture with these firearms education and training. It's something I know.
Right.
And I see the
have
need
you ever,
for it.
Maybe is this
yeah, teach what you know.
I should have asked you this ahead of time. But I guess I'm going to ask you. Do I have permission to ask any question
you can
I want?
Ask me anything you want.
Have you ever shot someone in law enforcement?
I have not.
Why? And I'm sure
you know
he doesn't
why?
Want to.
Have you, why?
You know why?
Why?
Because, number one, I would never want to.
Because you shoot to kill, right?
But number two, my first approach isn't to shoot somebody. My first approach was always, let's verbal de-escalate the situation. Because people are people. We all put our pants on the same way every day. And somebody is having a bad time and might choose to make a bad decision, which we all have done to different degrees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So why should that person be shot? Unless, now, if my life's threatened, that's a whole different story.
Like at the Capitol Police guy, right? He shot, and I'm not getting into politics.
Yeah,
whether,
I don't get into that.
But I'm just saying, but the lady was unarmed, coming into the Capitol, and she...
Without going too far, if that's a job and it is clear-cut, black and
she
white...
She wasn't, she had no weapon.
It doesn't, he didn't have time. If in fact... It's hard for us to sit here on Monday morning.
Right, you got to be there. I know you got to.
But if
yeah. I'm with you,
there,
I hear that.
People are storming my house.
Yeah.
And I have legislators and people that I am hired to protect in a room. My family. Let's just say it's my family. Right. My family's in the bedroom. My wife, my daughter, my granddaughter, my son, and we're all in our room and somebody's storming my house and gets to my door, do you honestly think I'm going to ask or look to see if they have a firearm? No, you shouldn't be there in the first place. If I fear for my life or my family's life and I have to protect them, you will get shot.
No doubt about it.
What's your philosophy on that? Because I was just talking to my boy the other day. Shoot to kill or shoot to hurt? I know the answer, but you're a cop.
In what
just like that, someone storming your house, just...
I would never shoot to hurt. If my life is in danger or my family's life is in danger, right, as the protector of my family, those people would be shot to kill.
Okay.
That's what I'd say. There is no option. Now, if I pull my firearm and the situation, the threat is now reduced to where I don't fear for my life, I will not pull that trigger. But
you
I will definitely get law enforcement involved.
Yeah, you know what commercial... I'm sorry to interrupt.
Don't go ahead.
But you know what commercial I like?
I have an answer for you, and I want to share it.
I can wait, but I'll just say this one before I forget
my answer. Okay, say it before
I give you the story.
You give the answer. Don't forget the answer. You remember the commercial where the guy goes, he locks all the doors, and it's the father.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulls the alarm. And it almost brings tears to my eye. I think I did bring tears to my eye, but not when people are watching. And then the guy says, not on my watch. Does anybody remember that commercial?
I do not.
I don't either. Newer one?
No, he was out for a while. So the father's checking all the windows. All
right.
And then he looks at the alarm system. And then he says to the door, like he's looking at the door for some reason, mm-hmm, I guess. And he goes, not on my watch. In other words,
wow,
like he's the protector of the house.
Right, right.
I am going to make my house secure. Because what do we want? We want, you know, the reason why people do wrong in life is for security reasons, right? They might do wrong, say, to make a bad deal to get money. Like, oh, okay, say they owe someone money and they don't pay them. Because they don't want to take their money and pay someone because of the fact that takes away from their security. If that makes sense.
I can agree with that to a certain degree. But
right,
people
so
make decisions
based on
decisions,
securities.
Not just securities, but
not just
based
that,
on
but
existing
one of
circumstances.
Bad decisions.
Right.
But I want to get back to this real quick. Let me give me 1 second. So the shoot, don't shoot, injure versus injure, all that stuff. I use a simple thing, and it's called Shark Tank. And one of my friends told me this a long time ago. If you're out, do you have family?
Oh, yeah, I got two boys.
Okay. Yep. So you're out, you're over a shark tank, you drop your phone in the shark tank, and there's sharks down there. Are you going to dive in to get it?
Probably not.
Okay, if your son goes in there by mistake and falls in, are you going in?
Well, you know what that answer is.
That's the difference between shoot and don't shoot.
Yep.
That's shark tank.
Yep.
If your phone drops in and you feel, oh, it's just a phone, I can replace it. If your son drops in there.
Two floor deep.
You're in.
Right. So that's when you're thinking about, as the protector of a family, am I going to shoot or not? When you're put in that Shark Tank situation and your kid's in that Shark Tank, that's the point where you're at.
Mm. Right.
Crazy. The story I was referring to.
Back to security, too, with my child, just because I'm going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just dropped her off in Miami at FIU. And I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
Right? And I stayed at the sign just to study it. It's Florida International University.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's I'll just say, okay, maybe I shouldn't. But it's $1,300 a month,
mm-hmm,
right? To have
house
go.
Payment.
House payment,
yeah,
right? But I wanted my daughter to know security, that she needs not to worry about the money. Because somehow she overheard me and her mother talking about paying for it, you
right
know? It's the thing about when you make a certain amount of money is you don't get the benefits of it's like they have the system set up, say someone's on food stamps and welfare and they better themselves. What happens is they take you off food stamps and welfare, right? It's the system.
So you're right back.
So, right. So now I make too much money.
That's why money's boring.
Right. Security, right? So I think kids, right, if you want to talk about kids, what they want from their parents is to feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't got to worry about finances and
right
stuff like
true
that. Let them feel secure. And also, kids could be also guilt machines, too.
Go!
Right?
Right.
Right. Only parents say that,
and you
too
got a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I try to do with the security end of it is, because we're talking security of your household,
mm-hmm,
like that's what he's talking about is in another way where you take it to the extreme, someone breaks in.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe it's on you, the father. And I don't know, am I being in the... Like in this, I mean, is this politically not correct? And I believe you as the father, right? And me as the father, right? Are really responsible for security and making our children feel secure, more so than the wives.
I'd say so, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because if a intruder comes in, is my 100-pound person going to be able to stop him, or is the man going to be able to stop him?
We got a snake in the house.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
My
wife ran so fast.
Did I just lose three advertisers and they all happen to be women? But is that kind of true, though?
What if your wife's a deputy sheriff?
Yeah.
Huh? Where do you stand on that if your wife's a deputy sheriff?
Then I say, come on in.
Then you say, right. She's the protector.
She's the protector. But you know what I'm saying overall. Am I right?
I know what you're saying.
No, you are not right.
It's 2022.
I know.
Whoever establishes themselves as the protector is the protector.
But overall, isn't the man supposed to
what
protect?
What if the man's not?
I almost got to agree with Brian a little bit because I know my wife, how she is. And she's,
yeah. Come on, she's going to be hiding under the couch.
That's your relationship.
Right.
That's your relationship. That's my relationship. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
That's true,
right,
though. I mean, you're right.
It's
not.
I live alone, and I lived with a crazy guy, and I have my concealed weapons, and I do have a 9, so don't come in
there. No, keep in mind I said most.
Yeah, I'd say most.
And more and more women, though, are learning to protect themselves.
And that's awesome.
You have to.
And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Exactly. Talk about that.
I have a women's only class.
That's great.
That is.
Because of that reason.
To get your concealed. Not
me and my wife are going to go do that, and she wants to get
not a lot of women feel comfortable in, first of all, purchasing, say, a firearm for their own protection, or they have and they don't know how to use it. But they're not very comfortable in talking about it. So right. I'll do one-on-one or I do a women's only. And it's offered nationally. So when I sit down and I offer the class up, I have a lot of women that are interested in actually learning. Men, on the other hand, think they know it.
Yes.
The problem is in a real-life situation, what I'm training is responsible gun owners to be safe before, during, and after a threat, right? Those three things are key. If you're not properly prepared for that time, when you wake up at 2 in the morning and an intruder's in your bedroom,
right.
What will you do? And your wife and kids are in that house, then it has no reason for a firearm to be in your room. What will you do when they come in at 2 in the morning? Do you have a home defense plan? Do you know the firearm that you have? Does it fit your hand properly? Do you know how to pull the trigger? Do you know how to reload? Can you use it without acquiring sights because it's pitch black in your room? You've got to use that firearm without sights. These are the things that are important that people need to understand about firearms that they're using for defense or safety. It takes practice, and it takes having a plan in your head that you will need to talk about with your significant other. What do we do in a situation? And the sad part about all of this is the need for it is becoming more and more necessity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, there's more and more people purchasing firearms legally and illegally and running around our state, our country with them that don't know how to use them and don't know the safety.
That's true.
Of them.
Dangerous.
And as people who want to be responsible, we need to have the knowledge and education to know how to handle those threats. And it's sad, but it's true. That's just where we are in this country.
Oh, no. There's people out there running around that should not have guns. That's for sure.
And there's people running around that should that don't know what to do with them because they're not. And it's a very it's a sensitive topic, but it's a reality.
Mm-hmm. Did any one of you guys sing? There.
Sing? I don't sing.
I need a jingle song.
Yeah, wow, that's not me. He's like, oh, wait, the silence went there. He's like, sing a jingle. I don't know about that.
But right now I'm doing this.
Right.
But Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor, it wants it sung, like with music.
There you go. That's all you, Brian.
I don't know, I'm going to get it.
Brian's putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
We're talking about firearms.
Actually, me and my boys, my wife, are supposedly been wanting to and need to get to a gun place and get certified in that. Because we go shooting all the time, me and my oldest boy.
That's me, Brian.
But he still needs to kind of go through it, you know. And my youngest one never has. And he's a little dangerous. I know what you're talking about.
Guns are dangerous. More people are shot innocently than anything from empty firearms, right?
Right.
Because of the lack of understanding or the attention that they need. And these things can take a life.
I have a story I probably shouldn't tell, an incident. I'm in my 50s, I was probably 30, 31. and a buddy came over and we started talking about guns and stuff, and we were drinking. So you know that right there, drinking and guns don't mix. And this is when I lived in Michigan, and we just started talking about guns hunting, and I said, well, I got a Glock I want to show you, 9mm Glock, you know? He's like, all right, cool. So I went, got my Glock, came out, and I, you know, I ratcheted it, and I don't keep it loaded, but I forgot I do keep my gun sometimes loaded next to my bed. And I pulled it, poof, and it went off. And my wife comes out screaming, and I never really told a story, no. And I was like, I'm like, I could have just killed, my life could have been over just like that. Boom.
And so just imagine if it's that time of the morning and that goes off. Your whole family's in the house. You got a big flash. You got a loud noise. What's behind your target when you're pulling that trigger? What kind of ammo you use? All that stuff. And mistakes happen, but intention is I'm going to kill this person because they're in my home. But what's in the bedroom behind that individual, right? You got to know what's beyond the target.
Yeah.
And it's enlightening to talk about it and kind of even 27 years in the field of firearms and safety and dealing with those kind of things, there's a lot of things that I talk about that I continue to ingrain in my head because you get lax.
I got a cap on that story about people behind the wall. So I was in a networking meeting, and I know this guy owned a – he doesn't own it no more, but he taught people how to, you know, his guns and all that, get their CDW. And bottom line is he just charged the gun like I did and actually shot a lady that was getting her hair done in a parlor next door. Didn't kill her, thank God, but she felt this and actually dislodged. And this guy was Mr. Safety. That's all he taught, safety. Yeah. And he was so distraught over it. He, like, sold the business and basically, you know, it was tough. You know, he could have killed someone.
Is. It's
and the first thing out of his mouth was always safety. You know, I mean, to the point where you're like, I get it, because we had to listen to his feeling every week. Man, when that did it, it was like it shattered the poor guy, you know, because like you said, accidents happen, unfortunately, and people need to respect firearms.
Yep.
Big time.
Yep. And that's why we offer so many classes. It's not just the CW, right?
Right.
It's home personal safety, situational awareness. That's a huge one for us right now.
People don't think about awareness. That.
We live 2 feet from our face now. If you go to a shopping center, everybody's on their phone. They don't know what's going on around them. I mean, let's be honest. People are right here. This is as far as it goes.
Yeah.
And most of our younger adults are, that's it, all the time.
The cell phone does everything. When is it going to be a gun?
Yeah. I mean, when's it going to tell you when there's a threat close by, right?
Right.
I mean, that's just what it is. That's the world we live in. We're in our own little bubble, and we don't think about those things unless you're in a bad area, and you may or may not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens every day.
Oh, I mean, unfortunately, happens too often.
Safeness is something that cannot be just disregarded, especially now. I mean, it's really, like I said, it's a very sensitive topic, and I get it, but it's a reality.
It's the truth.
Today's environment.
It's the truth. And education's huge on that.
And speaking of, Mr. Claus here does not, women are actually becoming very aware that they need to learn how to protect themselves. And a story from a long time ago, a guy who was my husband's friend, picked up a shotgun out of the gun case to look at it, and he loaded it, and he accidentally shot through my wall, through my dresser, and was about 2 feet away from my six-month-old.
Wow, that's a crazy story there.
Yeah, I thought he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, but what you were saying is absolutely 100% true, that you have to actually, like, put a scenario in your head and kind of go through it, because when you're scared like that, you don't know what to do. You can talk about it a couple times.
Your brain's thinking all kinds.
But if that's all you did was talk about it a couple times, you really don't know how to handle it, because you're going to forget everything.
And to that point, I mean, we do setting up a home defense plan where people have had us come out and walk through their home. Like, what do you do? And
I better get the old Matlock reels.
Real quick, we got Jesus on the phone.
We do.
Jesus.
Mattresses. Anybody need a mattress? You need a mattress?
John Jones.
Not really. My wife.
You need a mattress?
Not right now. I just got one a year ago. I did a year ago, big time.
Jesus.
Yes.
Talk about mattresses. We're gonna do a spot for you. Remember where we're gonna. You like to tell him the name of the country guy right now.
The name of the what?
The country singer that you like.
Oh, Brian Adams.
Who?
Brian Adams.
Okay.
Brian Adams.
And what's your favorite song? He was he's on that show. I know who Brian Adams is.
Remember the song that I told you? Everything I do it for you.
All right, can you get that song? We're going to play that song in honor of your...
Yeah, 30 seconds.
What, 30 seconds?
Well, for me to pull it up.
All right, he's going to play that song, right? What's the name of your business?
It's John Joe's Discount Mattress.
And then where are you located?
2255 Stocker Road in Largo, Florida.
Right, here's the song, and it's name the name of your company again?
John Joe's Discount Mattress.
Okay, this song is being sponsored by you. You ready? Is this it?
All right.
Stay on the line. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
Play it. Turn it up.
That is the song.
Okay. We got to do these things. 12 National. Go. And then John Joe's.
Yes.
Right, Jose? Tell us how you came up with the name after your, I think it was after your children.
John Joe's is kind of matches the same as part of my name, my daughter's name and my son's name.
And what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Joanna.
And then your son? I'm going to say
my
Joseph.
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Ah, we should have did it like a little thing.
Joanna.
So, John Joe is the name of your family. So, when you talk about a family-owned business,
yes,
you are it.
Yep.
So, it's John Joe's Discount Mattress.
You have pillow tops,
memory foam, you deal stuff with hotels, you can start them up. You're starting at a twin set at $169, a full at $225, a queen at $245, a king at $275, and you're right there at $22.55. If you think about it,
that's a great price.
All you got to remember is 25, because it's $22.55.
All you got to remember.
Great price.
Is John Joa's.
John Joa's, right?
Discount
there is an S.
Mattress.
See, yeah, 2255 Starkey Road. So can you remember 22? Well, how do you remember 22?
The year.
2022, right.
Wow.
Okay, so we
got a winner.
Yeah. How do we remember 55?
I can't drive 55, Sammy Hagar.
So 2255, how can we remember Starkey?
They own everything.
Yes. I was going to say
like a Sparky,
something.
I don't know.
Starky, Arky.
Or all Sparky. Right.
Sparky. So it's 2255 Starkey Road. It's right by Almaden Road in Starkey.
Yeah, it's right over by me.
Right.
John Joa's Discount Mattress.
Right, yeah, I was going to say it's right around
John Joa's Discount Mattress.
John Joa's Discount Mattress.
Cool vibe.
Cool vibe. John Joa's Discount Mattress. So when you Google...
John Joa's Discount Mattress.
How we doing there, Jose?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Anything you'd like to say in closing about John Joe's Discount Mattress?
Well, great prices, by the way.
Great prices. Jesus.
Nothing.
You still there?
Yeah.
What do you want to say about your mattress company?
Well, we got the best prices in town, and when we were set up and good price on it.
Very good. And you manufacture everything yourself, so by being the manufacturer, you can give the best prices. There's no middleman. Correct?
Yes.
Right.
There you go.
There you go, buddy. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for the song. It was a beautiful song.
No problem. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll get a lot of customers from there.
And that's the deal. This, when people think mattress, they got to think John Joe's.
Yes.
2255.
Thank you, buddy. Then our next commercial we're going to do is for Floor Depot. And we're going to have my friend Nick here. He's going to do the jingle.
Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor.
All right.
You know what? That was good. Let's see you do it.
I can't do as good as that.
Try it.
What is it, Floor Depot?
Yeah.
That's it, just Floor Depot.
Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor.
Oh. Floor Depot, when your floor needs a new floor.
That's not it?
That was cute. I love that.
When your floor needs a new floor. All right, you ready? You got to do it now. Your next.
Who are we playing now?
Say it again, my friend Nick.
You want me to say it again?
Yes, because I know.
Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor.
Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor.
Oh, you guys all stink, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, go, yeah. Brian. It's Brian's turn.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Floor Depot. When your home, sweet home, needs a new floor.
You sound like Fred Flintstone.
Huh?
Freddy.
Who wins?
Freddy.
Everybody's, yes, Brian, you win.
We got to go to the audience. Yeah.
Too funny.
But if you want to know Floor Depot, seriously, they're right there at Pinehurst and Main Street. They're where the old Frenchies used to be.
They do carpets or just hardwood flooring? Or
they do carpet, everything.
They do it all? Okay.
Yeah, they have it where they do carpet, wood, tile, laminate.
I always have people looking for
flooring. Yeah, and they got the best prices. They're family owned. Because they ask you when you call up, do you want to talk to Michael Senior or Michael Jr.? They're really like a family operation there, you know, running Floor Depot.
I like that.
So if you want to support your mom and pop, check out their website too. It's at www.floordepot.biz. I've never heard of .biz before. But anyhow, they're the best, and they give you the best deals. And the thing about them too is since they are family owned and operated and you're dealing directly with the owners, they're going to give better customer service because they're not going to say, our policy is. No, they're going to give customer service. And then they find out, like, and that's another thing I find out, too, is like when you have someone that you mess up with, which happens, and most people realize it, when you give good customer service, that person you mess up with actually could be your best customer because they see when something bad happened, you took care of it.
Right.
Right, and that's what Floor
Depot.
Yeah, most people. But that's what Floor Depot, right? Carpet, wood, tile, and laminate. That's why they're going to do that. You know, because they're family-owned and operated.
Right.
And they care.
Yep. Family-owned's key.
Okay.
Yeah, they got their pride
behind
it.
We need to support small business, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree 100% on that.
It's always a good thing.
I said stay here.
Yep.
So,
100% for sure.
So, if you guys need any of those.
Do you hear this? turn it up for you.
Supplies from Floor Depot, you got it.
Yeah, so yes.
Now you have the place.
Yeah, then we have, this is something too. This woman has been in the industry for a long time. And I say this, you only hear this from old people, but one thing you can't buy is experience, right?
Right.
Right.
But you got a time machine.
Right. So National Auto Service Center, right? They're there at 7860 49th Street North, Pinellas Park. Their phone number is 746-6165. So how can we remember that number? 546.
That's a good one. 546.
I don't know, but I like National Auto Service. That's yes. Pretty easy to remember.
They're family owned and operated since 1981.
National Auto Service.
Wow. Do you know that's 41 years? How many people can say they've been in business since 1981?
Not many, but that speaks to that business.
Yeah.
Right. That
so
does.
If you need, like, you don't have to Google review it.
They've been through
open 41 years, family owned business.
They've been through the old.
You don't need Google, you don't need Yelp, you don't need any of that. You've got it. 41 years, National Auto.
And that's definitely through the ups and downs, that's for sure.
49th Street. Yeah, right? 41 years. I mean, they've lasted through it, right?
They did. Well, I know a lot back in 08, man. A lot of business really just went under.
They deal with AAA and they're ASE certified, so definitely worth visiting National Auto.
Right, and they honor extended warrantees.
My boy actually needs
their trust is approved. They're AAA auto repair.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're easy financing available. I
so
don't know.
Very,
do they do
a
that?
Reputable business.
ASE. That you see all the, you know what that shows you? Like, really?
I need some work done like that, too.
That's an accreditation right there.
My boy does in his car. So
really?
I will look them up for sure.
You just remember.
I'm in Pinellas Park, too.
There you go.
It's meant to be.
National Order.
I'm on.
On 49th Street North. And it's amazing.
Eric from Minuteman Press.
If you really look at that ad, that does show credibility, huh?
Yes.
Family owned and operated since 1981. I think that speaks volumes.
I'm going to text it to him right now.
And then the owner's name is Jeanette.
And they have easy financing.
I don't know,
available.
Is it Jeanetta or Jeanette?
On large auto repairs?
We need to check this.
They have easy financing available too, which is a great option.
And I really think they do transmissions too. But I should really look into that because that would be a big deal. And of course, they take MasterCard, Visa. They have free towing.
How much?
That's cool.
How much did you pay for your last oil change? Do you remember?
They got free towing? Okay.
I think it was like $30.
Yeah. Theirs is $18.99 in the BC coupon book.
$70. Wow. My truck's $70.
Yes. That's National Auto Service on 49th Street North.
Wow.
That's 7860 49th Street North. That's like four blocks up from Park Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for Rick, because he's the main cat there.
There's a lot of valuable coupons in your book for them.
Huh?
I mean, look, when it starts warming up again, they got a free AC check.
I like the way they put coupon required.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and they
we don't do that at all.
Our prices on an oil change, guys.
Yeah.
$18.99.
I know, that's crazy.
Yep.
You can't buy oil for that. It's $25.
They're
that's
actually
great.
Right down the street from one of our other awesome clients, Spencer's Western World, who we have on the phone right now.
Yeah, Bobby.
Very good. But real quick, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing good, and y'all?
Oh, you awesome. All. You know, in New York, we never heard you all.
He didn't say you all. He said y'all.
You all.
No, not you all. Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. That's
his
even
country.
Worse.
Oh, really, Mr. New Yorker?
Oh, man. My wife's country.
Brian says use guys.
Actually, she's not country.
Forget
she's more
about it.
Hillbilly, but anyway.
But, Bobby, real quick, I got to do this. Area-wide windows, and there's Steve. Wow, listen. We've got a lot of old-timers, I guess. Maybe I attract those. 45 years experience. Can you remember I said you can't buy experience?
Nope.
45 years experience at area-wide doors and windows. And you ask for Steve. The phone number is 727-599-8843. Area-wide doors and windows. We're going to do something big for them.
Yeah, and they do a whole lot of stuff, guys. They do garage doors if it's, you know, your garage broken. They do windows, doors.
They do windows?
Interior,
I need windows,
outside.
Too.
Yes, they do. Sliding glass doors. They do all kinds of stuff.
Garage door openers, installation, repair, adjustments, interior, exterior doors. I mean, they do it all. Sliding glass doors also, I guess, there. Honest upfront pricing. residential and commercial.
I'll be calling them too.
That's Eric it. Area wide door and window systems. That helps me out too when we network with each other.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. No, I'm putting
seriously,
in.
That makes me look good. When it's they see that from the radio show, you can generate a sale.
Two. The two vehicle soon. For my boy and the windows for me.
Right. National Auto Service Center and now the windows.
And that's what it's about.
So yes, let's talk Spencer.
Sweet.
What's this together? And Western Wear.
Right? So tell us what's going on, Western Wear.
Western Wear. Now wait a second. I might be a client. Let's see what this is about.
My new boots.
Nice.
Is that
there
from
you go.
There?
Yes.
Those are nice boots.
They do biker boots.
All right, let's talk to Bob. I want to hear what this is.
They do work boots. They do lots of stuff.
I used to wear biker boots when I was a biker.
So what's going on, Bobby?
Just trying to hold down shop here. We're doing fairly well here. We have a selection of boots available. Some clothing, well, shirts, jeans.
Apparel, too.
So apparel, okay.
Yeah. And leather goods.
Bobby, where's the shop?
Where are you located, Bobby?
We're in Pinellas Park off of 66th Street and block south of Park Boulevard at 7108 66th Street North.
Now, well, just on the right there, coming from here, right?
Right, they have the big horse, right?
They're actually half a block from National Auto, guys.
And they're grandfathered in. You try to put that horse up now, you couldn't do it. They're grandfathered in for that horse.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there, Bobby?
Well, that's good.
I've been here since 2008.
How long has the store been there?
Oh, right through the tough time.
In this location since 69.
69? Wow, wow, when the Mets won the World Series.
It's 52.
I remember right. that. Yeah. I can tell you who played every position. But anyhow, that's not about me.
That's about baseball.
So that's the next baseball thing. But I really can't name every player on the World
Let's
Series.
Let's talk to Bobby about his hours.
Okay, and also, too, Bobby, Mark. Like in this again, I would say he's a legend.
He is.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Just think about it. Been there since 1969. He's a big time promoter. He's been a big happy promoter.
He was here when dirt roads were here.
Yes. I wonder the changes you can talk about since 69.
As
what do you
a matter
think about
of fact, you know what? I was there today, right, to get his ad copy changes, and this generous man donated product to the St. Jude School down the street because they're doing an auction for the school.
That's Spencer's Western World.
Good for you.
And the guy that's in charge of it is a living legend, Mark.
Yes.
In closing, Bobby, what would you like to say about Western World?
Great place to work. Come hang out. Why not pick up merchandise?
There you go.
Yeah, and do you have six shooters there?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Well, just thank you, Spencer's Western World. Thank you, Nick, from Gun Safety. Thank you, Minuteman Press.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank Jesus.
Thank Infinite you. Protection.
Aero-wide doors and windows. Thank you, Floor Depot. And thank you, National Auto. That's a legend there, Jeanette.
Yes, Jeanette. Jeanette's half a block from Spencer's Western World,
for the two
actually.
Leads.
And thank you, John Jellis.
Wow, Jeanette is a national icon herself. I can't say the same for you, Nick. Nick is the guy, when you lose your wallet, he helps you find it. In closing, Nick, finish it up.
You talked about firearm safety. Infinite Protection, Inc. Website, www.infiniteproinc.com. Just to keep everybody safe. But everybody have a great week. And Floor Depot, when your home needs a new floor.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.